This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the last week, we've been reflecting on the legacy of China's brutal crushing of the Tiananmen Square protests 30 years ago this month. China's leadership at the time ignored the calls for democracy, but there were some concessions around the edges, including allowing more choices on what people could listen to, watch, and buy. That change has been good for some international businesses, but others find they're still shut out of the Chinese market. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak explains from Shanghai.
My first experience here in China, I was teaching English at
In 1985, Kerr Gibbs, a native Californian, was working at a university in Beijing. His monthly salary was about $100.
It was too much money for me to spend.
Too much?
There was nothing to buy.
Back then, employers provided the basics, room and board, bicycle, even a thick winter jacket.
It just was not a consumer economy at all.
That changed a lot after the Tiananmen protests, says UC Irvine professor of history Jeffrey Wasserstrom.
They got a lot more lifestyle choices, and they got a lot more choices of things to buy.
Here in Shanghai's central shopping district, there's a Taco Bell, a KFC, and a Haagen-Dazs. You can see Nikes, iPhones, and Buicks. But U.S. firms are not allowed to compete freely in some sectors, says Gibbs, who's now president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai.
Hi. I want a cappuccino.
The reality becomes apparent when we grab some coffee nearby.
Note how we're paying. I mean, between Alipay and WeChat Pay, you basically don't need to have your wallet, you don't need cash.
But you can't use Visa or MasterCard either. The Chinese government hasn't granted licenses to U.S. credit card brands.
Meanwhile, China UnionPay, which is the local equivalent, they have 100% market share. And by the way, I was just in Washington, D.C. I saw China UnionPay in our nation's capital, in the gift shop.
Gibbs says he's concerned about limits on U.S. tech firms, too. Google, Facebook, and Twitter are not accessible to the average user in China, and foreign cloud computing firms are heavily restricted.
Cloud, AI, big data, this is the future of business.
They also happen to be sectors dominated by American companies, but they feel locked out of the world's second largest economy. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.